Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he's Stargate. Again, we're on Rumble, VMO, he said he's Stargate TV. We're on so many channels out there. I don't know if we're going to be on YouTube much longer. We keep getting censored and weak, shut us down for a week or two. But anyway, I know this one is probably going to be our siren song to YouTube, because I'm sure they're going to censor this one if we put it up. But anyway, there's a lot of things I'd like to cover. First of all, I want to thank everybody that came to the ambassador training. That was amazing. We had ships. We had just wall-to-wall orbs, beautiful orbs showing up everywhere. The masters came in and some pretty amazing things. We actually had one woman get up out of her wheelchair, Cheryl, and start walking around. So that was pretty bizarre. She had no mobility or feeling in her legs at all. But a lot of spontaneous healings happen here. And again, you know, as a disclaimer, I don't take credit for it, and I don't take blame if it doesn't happen. That's between you and Creator what happens here. But a lot of crazy stuff. I really wanted to, I've gotten just overwhelmed with questions about the Maui fire. And, you know, and we're in Hawaii and as well. And Maui used to be the place I went to all the time, but we're on the Big Island now. And you know, I know Maui very well. It's very sad, you know, what happened there. And there's a lot more to the story. So I want to go through with the following questions that they just aren't answering. And we need to get answers to these questions. So the first question we have is, why were the warning sirens silent? Now, the excuse that was given is they're not to be used for fires, you know, only tsunamis, and it would have driven everybody up into the storm. Well, you walk outside after a siren, you look up, you see smoke, you know, you're probably going to go the other way, you know, or go out one side or the other. So that's just beyond ridiculous, you know. So now, according to the government website, sirens are for tsunamis, terrorist attacks, hurricanes, wildfires, etc. It's all in there. And so the fall guy who made the decision not to activate the sirens resigned, and nothing to see here, folks. He's gone. So end of story. But I think there's a lot more to that story. They always find a fall guy and try to shut it down, you know, and say, okay, you know, that's taken care of. Next question. No, you know, there's a lot more to that story. So, and here's the other thing. Why were people blocked from leaving Lahaina during the fire? Like, the north side was blocked off. You couldn't get out. The roads were barricaded. And there were no down power lines or other objects obstructing the roads. You know, why were they trapped there? And that's another question that hasn't been answered. So, there's a lot of questions. I'm going to keep going with this. Why was the water turned off to people fighting the fire to save their homes? And sorry, your equity program and water allotments do not take precedence over short-term use of water to save lives. So you don't, you know, shut people's water off in the middle of a fire. I'm sorry. You know, that just doesn't happen. I mean, it's pouring rain now, you know, so everything's probably back up. All the reserves are back up anyway. But anyway, there's no excuse for that. You know, that, and at the end, we'll add this all up, you know, but, and here's another one. Why were the firefighters told not to engage when people were asking for help repeatedly? And, you know, how many trucks were dispatched and where, and could they even get in, and what were their orders? We need to find out. There needs to be an in-depth, investigation, an outside investigation into this, because there's a lot of inside stuff going on that we need, a non-biased outside investigation. So we really need to know what, because people were saying, hey, my house is, the fire's coming to my house. You know, the water shut off. I need some help. And they go, okay. And supposedly they were given orders not to. So, you know, I think a lot of firefighters are probably going to come up and say, hey, you know, that was bull, you know what, and not be happy with that situation. But another question is, why was the all clear signal given saying the fire was 100% contained and firefighters sent home with extremely high winds in the forecast? And at 10 o'clock, people were seeing big smoke plumes going up. You know, there's a lot of witnesses, and they're saying the fire's not contained. You know, why are they leaving? You know, they, and so anyway, that's another big question. You know, It looks like it could have been contained, but it was allowed to just keep going. So, and then the other question is, why did the parents get the all clear notice at 9 a.m.? And why were the children sent home, you know, from school shortly thereafter? So many parents had no idea or communication there was even a problem or their children were home, so, because the cell lines were cut off and things. There's a really serious problem. So although the fire hit later, there's still a complete failure in the emergency broadcast systems. And so I'm not saying, you know, there's a lot of ambiguity to that thing about the children. People are saying the children were sent home with no supervision, but the fire happened pretty supposedly much later. So, you know, you know, this is one that, yeah, you got to be careful with a lot of these things coming out, this information come out. We got to do our own research, and we have boots on the ground. We have people on the ground right now. They're checking this out, and you know, it's you know, so we know exactly pretty much what's going on, and we couldn't verify. Real Raw News put something out that the Marines showed up and there's a firefight and they chased people out of there, and they supposedly went after the governor, and there's all these big stories out there, and we haven't been able to verify that. I'm not saying it's not real, but we just could not verify it. So I'm just going to be straight up with you. You know, some of that stuff is hopium, and we just don't know. But anyway, question 7: how does a brush fire melt steel and metal and explode cement blocks and melt down cars with rivers of aluminum in the streets? And how does a dog get incinerated, you know, mid stride in the middle of a street? You know, what incinerated that dog? You know, dogs, you know, their hair might burn a little bit, but you know, if they're out in the middle of the street, you know, what totally incinerated that dog? Something else is going on there, obviously. So now this is one, whenever you know there's something really fishy going on, there's a complete media blackout, and there is there. So there's a complete media blackout, and we have to, you know, let's play a clip from that. We have the Maui Times being totally blocked out, and they wouldn't answer any questions or anything. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
This narrative that the media is lying about the reality of the Lahaina fire is incredibly frustrating for me because I am the media. I am the editor of Maui Times, and I have tried relentlessly to get direct information from the County of Maui as well as the Maui Police Department. Both entities have been radio silent and have not responded to any of my calls or emails over the past few days. I also spoke to Maui police officers in person in Lahaina, and they all denied me my First Amendment right to freedom of the press by denying me access to Lahaina town as well as denying me information. They even sent me on a wild goose chase trying to find their media coordinator, who had conveniently gone home for the day by the time I found where he was supposed to be. So it is not the media who is lying to you, because I am obligated to only report what has been confirmed. Who's lying to you is the government entities who are trying to cover their asses and not take accountability for how grossly mismanaged this entire situation has been.
All right, next one. You know, why is the captain in charge of the incident, the incident commander, the same captain that handled Las Vegas shootings, covering up the fact that there were multiple shooters? I mean, there were so many eyewitnesses. There was actually shooting coming from a helicopter. But you see all the footage of that. That was another false flag. It was an attack on you know, conservatives. It was a country western group there and a conservative gathering, so obviously. And so, you know, they covered that whole thing up. And that whole story just smelled like rotten fish. So the one lone gunman supposedly was the fall guy. It's like, it's, you know, it's like Kennedy all over again. But anyway, you know, that's the game. They always find one lone guy, and it's a false flag, and there's multiple operatives going on. So here's another one. Why are food, medical, and other supplies being blocked from getting to the people in need? You know, live people take precedence over identifying dead bodies. I mean, come on. And where's the Red Cross? Gone. Nothing there. You know, nobody's all these agencies that are supposed to be there in disasters and helping out are actually creating more problems than exist. So, you know, a lot of the other catastrophes around the world, they find them. You know, where's the tents? Where's the food? Where's the water? Not there. But they sure are taking your money. So if you are going to donate, there are people out there that are taking those donations and putting them right in the hands of the people. And they're buying food, and they're documenting it. They're buying food and water and supplies, and they're documenting it and saying, "Look, here it is. Here's the money I got. Here's the people it went to. Here's the food being delivered." So you're going to have to do something like that if you want to donate, because it's a mess. And there's going to be a lot of websites going to go Save Maui, Feed the Children. You're going to see a lot of those pop up, and they're just pocketing the money. So be sure where your donations are going. Now, this is a good one. And this is a really smelly kettle of fish. So why did Governor Josh Green New Deal, 3 weeks prior, create an executive order due to the housing crisis, suspending rules and regulations concerning building on ancestral lands? That gave him total control over building permits. And now he's saying he'll stop all sales and reconstruction, vowing the government should purchase the land. Yeah, great. So that's not saving the land for the people. That's saving the land for something else. And don't fall for that one, because he was at the WEF earlier, making it clear he was on board with the 15-minute cities. Anyone aligned with the WEF are aligned with Agenda 30, which is population control. It's a genocide program, and they're not public servants, more like public serpents. And so you gotta pay attention to all these politicians going to these meetings, and agency people too as well. If they're going to these WEF meetings, they're a public serpent. They're not a public servant. So pay attention to that. That's a dead giveaway. And check out where their funding comes from. That's another one. A lot of these politicians is, if there's Soros funding or things like that, it's walk away from that person, because anyway, they're doing a whole different agenda. So check out where the funding go, and check out who they meet with, and that's going to tell you exactly what's going on. But anyway, we're talking about the 30. There's another thing that happened here. You go, why was the emergency fund increased from 3 million to 40 million prior to the fire? Do these guys have a crystal ball? All of a sudden they go, "Oh, we're going to have a major disaster on our hands, and we're going to increase from 3 million to 40 million." Like, come on, there's something else going on there. Got to look through that. Why did the president say no comment, then go on two vacations before addressing the Hawaii catastrophe? What was he avoiding? And even fell asleep during the meeting. So he's probably going, "Well, I don't want to go there. We just, maybe we did it. I don't want to take the fall for this." So, and what was interesting is that, I'll go into that later, but he was met with a lot of pissed off Hawaiians, flipping him off, calling him names, saying, "F you," and a whole train of people flipping him off, and everybody that his whole motorcade. He wasn't met by anybody but the politicians and the other people, the public servants, in good faith. So, nobody wanted there. Nobody wanted to see him there. Everybody was pissed off at him. So, anyway, that's a whole nother story. And then here's the other one. Why are the victims getting only $700, a one-time gift, when we're sending hundreds of billions to Ukraine? What about Americans in need? What about defending our borders? Do you know the Biden administration is selling off the materials to build the wall after Congress passed legislation to finish it? So, I mean, that's off subject, but it's the same thing. It's like unbelievable what is going on here, where the money is going. It's definitely not going to help the people out, so, and to shore up America's security. And here's the last one too, is how did a circle of fire engulf Lahaina? Most fires have a front. They have a fire front. It's coming down from the mountains, supposedly. There's a front of fire coming down. All of a sudden, when you look at this fire circle that totally circled Lahaina, and then everything started burning, and it's just like that's not normal. Anyway, so we'll put that picture up as well. And Also, too, did you know the Air Force was experimenting with laser and dew weapons? So the week just a couple weeks before that, so there was air traffic with weird call signs. I can't remember one of them, but it was something like blood something and arson one and arson two. I mean, what kind of planes would run or fly overhead, with those call signs? And that needs to be investigated. What was over the area at the time? And again, let's put that circle of fire photo up. So, picture's worth a thousand words. And here's another one too. Why are the rich and Hollywood actors painting their rooftops blue? I mean, is that to avoid being targeted by some kind of directed energy weapon? Now you got to check out this video. Blue, this certain shade of blue shields against dew weapons. And it's also probably a big flag, like, hey, we're on your side, don't shoot us, we're and so, all this, this spills dew all over it. So go and look at that up. And you can look it up and you can see there's drones, there's huge planes with these massive dew weapons on them. They might even, they're probably satellite space-based. It's, I know they have them on right now, they have them mobile. They have a mobile, they can put it on like a tank or a truck or something like that. So it's not a problem. But we've gone a long way in laser technology. And here's the biggest question we have is why were people who lost their homes and families shamed, browbeaten down by the mayor for asking questions, then guilt tripped by saying they were not in the Aloha spirit? I mean, where's the love? Where's the compassion? Where's the service to others? The understanding concerning their sorrow and loss? I mean, sorry, that's not Aloha spirit. Anyway, it really looks like they have something to hide the way they're doing this, and to shame and guilt trip people and do a power trip on them. That's not Aloha spirit. It's like, no, Aloha spirit is taking care of the family, basically. And that's what Aloha spirit is that you want to know how this happened and make sure it doesn't happen again to your friends and family. And so that's Aloha spirit. It's like taking care of each other, loving each other. And anyway, so there's, I always say, what are they hiding? There's either just extreme incompetence and negligence at the least, or it's something much more nefarious. I kind of lean towards the other side considering the evidence. But, the global warming excuse by the governor is just another heartless and political avoidance program. It follows right in with this Agenda 30, whatever the whole new WEF, New World Order program. There's a big difference between global warming and arson. You might want to look up the two different definitions. But anyway, as I talked earlier, I noticed the Biden convoy was met with a lot of middle fingers and a lot of FUs, and it was pretty unanimous. And I wonder how they're going to feel when they find out their votes were changed to Biden in 2020 and soon to be changed again with the same tactics if we don't wake up by the very same people accusing others of being a threat to democracy. Paper watermarked ballots, folks, with voter ID will solve all of this problem. It's going to put a lot of Democrats and rhinos out of office. The only way they can stay in office is to fix the vote, voter fraud, basically. That's the only way they can hang in there because their job performance is deplorable, So anyway. And here's the last one is, last question is, why is the entire earth on fire with quakes and floods and tornadoes? And, while some of this is natural, it's looking like weather warfare and a man-made Armageddon, with one chemical or natural disaster after another. And they're right in our bread baskets and things like that. So, they're totally cutting the farmers off, they're destroying the food supply, they're destroying the shipping supply, everything. And they want everything to go to this fake meat program, which you want to check out those fake meats because most of them have a huge quantity of glyphosate in them, which is pretty carcinogenic and deadly. So anyway, and there's something else happened just recently. It looks like this scorched Earth program is in full effect because Spokane, Washington just experienced the same fires as Lahaina, cars melted, green trees untouched next to them, and houses burned to the ground with these beautiful green trees right next to these houses. You know, how does, and they look like they're not even, you know, affected. And the trees that were hit were burned from the inside out, which is most likely microwave. So anyway, anybody that can investigate that, the last Paradise fires, they had these metal bolts that went through the guardrails. They went through the wood, you know, and the guardrails were attached to it. So the bolts were totally melted and the wood stayed. But the big drainage gutters, the big metal drainage gutters under the roads covered with dirt and everything, they melted down. And so the only thing that could do that is microwave. I'm sorry, that a fire can't do that. So we need to look at the evidence and the obvious. So anyway, you know, it just isn't happening in Lahaina. You know, we have to unify, rise up and speak up, and those responsible need to be held accountable. And don't let them play. They're really pushing this division card. And now in Hawaii, they're trying to say, you know, the whiteys did it, you know, like, and that's what the Dems are pushing. You know, they're pushing this big division card and trying to get everybody fighting amongst themselves when the real battle isn't between themselves. There's another entity out there that we need to pay attention to. We all need to unite to take care of this, because this division game is just to keep everybody fighting amongst themselves. And so let's show that video of the global fires. And you can see that these fires are popping up everywhere around the world. And like Africa and South America is on fire. It's unbelievable. So let me go ahead and show the video.
All right, what you're seeing behind me are active wildfires as identified by satellite. Now this is on Weather Underground. You can go, you can set the layers, and you can choose to pull this up. Now I saw this video going on TikTok of this girl going through this, showing the world burning. And I had to go check for myself because I just wanted to verify and make sure. And it was true. All of what you're seeing here are active fires happening presently. And look at Europe. I mean, I've never seen this before. This amount of activity. This is all climate change, right? I mean, look at Africa. Are they okay? Really? Because that is insane. And just wait, we're going to go over to South America next. We're going to take a little hop over the pond. And look at that. This just doesn't seem normal.
All right. So, scorched earth has been kicked on and the BRICS is coming forward. And I think that's their answer to the BRICS and the Fed going down. It looks like that's their answer. You know, if you destroy our stranglehold on your economy, we're going to destroy you, basically. And that's what it looks like playing out anyway. So we're going to go off topic here. And the bottom line is, you know, we all need to work together. We all need to take care of each other. And we need to find that impeccable integrity and courage to come forward. Those who know things need to speak up and just go through all the alternative medias and just really educate people, because we all have to join together on this. You know, I don't care what color, what culture, what belief you are. This is affecting all humanity. And so we need to wake up. So anyway, another subject, still off topic, but it's about the vaccines. And why are the vaccines and masks being pushed again? You know, when it is proven they're neither safe or effective, now that the injury and death rate statistics are soaring through the roof. So you really need to look at the real statistics. You know, look at how many heart attacks, there's so many things that are happening. It's just out there. And children don't even need it. I mean, to give a child one of these vaccines is ridiculous. So, anybody want to guess what the agenda is here? Depopulation. We're back at depopulation again. So, with what we know now, forcing children to wear masks and vaccinating is child endangerment, to say the least, and genocide, to be more accurate. And so getting your kids vaccinated is not being a responsible parent. It's a total fail as a parent, and do the research and protect your children. This is beyond ridiculous. You really got to look at what's in these vaccines. You know, every parent should do the research and know what is in these vaccines. And who created these vaccines? Was there any safety tests? No. What happened to all the ferrets they tested? They're dead. You know, come on, guys. You know, and now you, with all that known, you're gonna jab your kid. You know, are you serious? What kind of a parent are you? I mean, I know you've been guilt tripped and lied to and social engineered that everybody has to do this, but that's all done by the pharmaceutical companies and those they've bought, you know, bought off. You know, they advertise in social media and lamestream media and all that stuff. So anyway, now they're New World Order boys. The WHO is now writing this legislation up, and they're not even elected officials, and they're going to censor anybody that challenges the status quo, that says anything negative about their vaccines or all this other stuff. So anyway, and our administration is going right along with it. So, you know, 1984, we're there. You know, Brave New World, all these things, they warned. Fahrenheit 451, go read those books. They warned us that this was going to happen, and we're in it. We're in it right now. They're doing all they can to censor us. And so I know we've had extreme censorship. I've always had extreme censorship, you know, even in the UFO community. So it's no big deal. Truth always comes out. So anyway, I wonder which lab created the new Arcturian virus. I mean, don't call it Arcturian. Come on, that's Arcturians are cool people. You know, they're cool beings. You know, why put their name on it? Anyway, so it's probably the same lab that invented the already mass-produced the vaccine. So you'll find out whoever has the vaccine, you know, invented the virus. You know, just check it out. Fauci's name's probably all over that one too. Also, too, the stock market is in free fall. Banks are failing. And this is all by design. But we have to look at whose design is it. So is it a white hat design to get rid of the Fed? Or is it another design to just put everybody into abject poverty and get everybody signed up for the stipend, the free money and the electronic economic system that they're trying to put in, you know, where they control everything? So it's like China 2.0. They're trying to do that here. So don't fall for that one. Anyway, it's beyond ridiculous. And so here's one more video. I think that just sums it all up. And it's Professor Griff. And I love this lady because she just calls it out. She just nails it. So let's go ahead and play that video.
Imploring the people and all the peoples around the world, for God's sake, stop giving your democratically elected governments the benefit of the doubt. They are not deserving of that. They are not. Stop rationalizing whatever your government is doing. Stop rationalizing and come up with some good intentions. They have no good intentions. You cannot comply your way out of a tyranny. It is impossible. Trying to do so, you will only feed a gigantic alligator in the hopes of being eaten last. But guess what? Your turn will come, and then you will be the one swallowed up. I also have to ask the people, end your silence. Speak up. For God's sake, stop complying. Start rebelling. They're out to get you if you do not resist. In order to deal with this unfree world, to defy this unfree world, I have decided to become so absolutely free that my very existence.
All right. The last question I want to ask is, you know, why is the lamestream and social media censoring all this? YouTube keeps giving us strikes and weak suspensions for asking questions. And they're just questions. Why can't you ask questions? You know, why are they so threatened by asking questions? Because the answer would expose them for who they are and what they've done, basically. So, and I'm sure they're at the same World Economic Forum meetings, you know, pledging to do their part, believing in error, they're not expendable. So, yes, that means you fact checkers, you're on the list. Do you think you're not going to be on this list? Wake up and smell the coffee. So you're all in the same line, as she said, waiting for the same alligator. And, the WEF has made it very clear that publicly they just stated they want 7 billion people gone. You know, they only want 1 billion people on the planet. So, you know, how ignorant and narcissistic to believe you'll be one of the 1 billion totally dominated and enslaved left, you know? It's a bad idea any way you look at it. So it's time to wake up, rise up, speak up, and act, you know, because our children's future depends on it. I see these people just waving these banners, and they're in full support of their own enslavement and their own demise and their children's demise and everything else. And they're waving Ukrainian flags and all this stuff. And you're going, are you serious? You know, like, what about these hundreds of billion dollars? You know, why couldn't they go to Americans and the poor and the veterans and the, you know, the disasters happening here and everything? I mean, just figure it out. It's so obvious what's going on. You know, they want us, they basically want us poor, sick, and dead. You know, that's where, you know, and they've actually stated that, you know, so time to wake up and smell the coffee. It's going down. And again, we need to stop fighting. Don't believe in all these culture and gender wars and divisions. That's not who we are. You know, I have friends from every color, every faith, everything. And down in the basics, they're really good people. You know, it might be a little differences here and there, but everybody kind of wants the same thing. And we all want to live a loving, joyous, prosperous life, you know, in connection with our Creator, whatever image we have of that Creator. That's one unifying thing. And we need to focus on that and forget about the petty stuff, you know. And I guarantee you, God doesn't want you fighting some or killing other children and men and women. You know, that's nothing righteous about that. You know, you can defend yourself, yes, but you know, all this stuff is socially engineered. The wars are socially engineered. All this gender division is socially engineered. Cultural division, all of it, religious division, it's all a social engineering program to keep everybody divided, and we need to wake up. All right, so my rant is over. You know, Lahaina is very important to me. I spend a lot of time there. It's, you know, it's the kind of the capital of the royal family. The culture is anchored there, and it's on the other island places as well. And that's what they're trying to get. They're really trying to take out the heart chakra and the Aloha spirit, and because that's totally in opposition to their plans. And so, you know, the family, everything, they want to destroy the family unit, the whole nine yards. So anyway, we're all going to have to figure this one out and come together. And so, you know, if you have somebody you haven't been too friendly with, because he might be of a different color, a different belief, or a different, you might want to go talk to him and just say, hey, how can we unite? How can we come together and solve this problem? You know, we got bigger fish to fry. And maybe this is going to bring everybody together. I think, you know, that firestorm, I think, lit another firestorm, and everybody's watching it. And they just stabbed a knife into the heart of Earth, and it's going to wake the whole Earth up. So it's going to get pretty crazy from here on out. So hang on. So anyway, let's get to the question and answers. And we've got a little time left to cover some of the questions.
Not a question, but a request. James, would you please recite your clearing prayer? I know it, but I would like to record you saying it. Your voice is very soothing. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. I was going to save that for the, I'm probably going to save it for the end, but I'll just do it now because it's really important. But in doing this, I want you to understand that this prayer is not, although it does sound Christian-based, it's a universal prayer. And when we say, you know, do you come in the name of the Christ or things like that, we're saying, do you come in the name of Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness or Kuan Yin consciousness or the House of Mary consciousness? So it's a consciousness. We're not trying to push any one religion or the other in doing this prayer. So this is a universal prayer. It's worked for thousands of years, and it helps heal unseen negative influences, clears your space. And we should all be doing this, and we should be doing this on our leadership, on everybody, you know, the whole planet, basically, be clearing the whole planet. If you clear your house out, clear your family, clear your own life, it's going to empower everybody, and it's going to help clean up the planet. So we'll go ahead. And so what I do is I usually get into kind of like a little meditative state and go within and focus on love and joy and bliss and try to merge with that in doing these prayers. All right, we welcome the beautiful many to assist us in this clearing. We welcome all those who need clearing, need healing, and we're telling you, you're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. You're free of all pain, sorrow, suffering, free from the earth vibration. And we ask the beautiful many to take you to your perfect place. Go in peace. And we also ask that all those who do not come in the name of the Christ, that are not here for the awakening and healing, to leave this field, leave our houses, leave our planet. And ask the beautiful many to escort them off planet because there's other influences as well. So we can call on these higher beings and just ask that all those who are not operating under universal law, we can ask that all those who are interfering in our own awakening and healing process and that they be removed as well. And again, ask the beautiful many. And we need to welcome the ascended masters, the star nations, the higher dimensional beings, you know, the source itself, God, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And to assist us in these clearings and to just clear the entire planet. And the more we do this and the more we do it in numbers, the more the earth is going to be shifting. And during the ambassador training, we did a world and personal healing meditation, and it's on our website. And so check that out. And if you go there, you can, if you do this meditation, you can do it in groups too, but it's going to clear out all of your lower bodies. It's going to clear out your physical body, you know, your mental body, your emotional body, your astral body, your etheric body. We're going to clear all those lower bodies out, and it's on the website, and then go up and then you start hooking into the Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness in that level. Now your etheric body is just above the astral body. And so when you go there, you want to have your etheric body repattern your DNA, because that's your whole and healthy, perfect self that you want to go to. And you want it to repattern your DNA. And that's where you have these spontaneous healings when that happens. And then you go above that and you're going into the higher levels. You've got the Christ consciousness, the God self, the I am, the cosmic. They have all these different levels. Everybody has different names for them, but anyway, if you go to the website, and we did that in this last self-mastery class, and that's going to be up on the site too as well pretty soon. So that's where you want to go. But it's amazing meditation. I really recommend right now that really we go within and ask for help, especially from the star nations right now, because they have the technology to put an end to this other technology that's being used against us. And I think that's our best hope now. So there is a federation of worlds. There's some galactic councils. You know, there's Andromedan Council, Pleiadian Council, the Orion Council of Light, all of these guys. We need to start asking them for help, because they've gone through this. They've gone through the same thing we're going through. And if we ask for help, then they're not trespassing and they can come in and help out and clean out some of this nonsense. So I think that's more important than anything right now.
You talk about focusing on love and joy and bliss. Joy and bliss are fairly self-descriptive and easy to embody, but how does one embody love? With the world so volatile and everyone so touchy and reactive, I find myself having to keep my heart closed and protected. Love seems to be an embodied state of heart open, but I don't know how to generate this in an authentic way. Loving detachment feels like an oxymoron, but feeling love is difficult from that place. Do you have any advice for sensitive people in these crazy times? And are there practices to help open the heart?
I totally understand that question, you know, 100%. Okay, this is the way it is. Basically, the ultimate power in the universe, the cosmic glue, the stuff that set everything into motion and holds everything together is love. I mean, that's you. That's your natural state. So you're getting back to your natural state. And loving detachment helps you do it. And a lot of times when you practice loving detachment, you can see things on a higher level. And what doesn't make sense on one level is going to make sense on another level. And it helps you understand so you can release it. The same thing with, I know there's some horrific things happening. And I probably haven't done too well in practicing loving detachment in that area. I'm usually pretty good at it. But I don't allow myself to get caught up in the anger and the, that's what they want. They want you to get caught up in the anger and the other stuff. And you're really inefficient when you work from those levels. And you're in their world now. You're in the lower level. And so you want to rise above that level and function from the higher wisdom, you might say. And it's when you allow the love of Creator to flow through you into every situation, that's when things happen. That's when big shifts happen. And that's where we need to get to. If you get pulled off of that and you get into if you get into the victim roles or the persecutor roles, even the savior roles, those are big wheel that you get on. You'll just keep playing that wheel forever. So you got to pull yourself out of that, meditate, make your own personal connection with Creator, a great spirit. And then you're going to see the bigger picture. You're going to see everything, how this is all working out, and you'll be able to function much better and help on a higher level. And so I catch myself. I'm always monitoring myself when I get caught up in this, you know, and I'm not saying this isn't horrendous what happened, you know, with the children and the animals and the people there and everything, you know, it's horrendous what happened there. And I feel it. It goes through me and we just start weeping, you know, and then it moves through me. And I feel like a lot of that, we're helping process those energies, but the whole game is to keep the energy down. And through trauma, they start at a very early age and they try to traumatize you as a kid and they give you nightmares and all these things. They try to shut you down at a very, and these are unseen negative influences at play. And now it's even physical, you know, the physical guys are doing things to traumatize us and get us to not operate from universal law. But the basically, you know, we have to focus on universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody and help those less fortunate to heal and rise to their highest potential. That's what we need to go for. And if enough of us focus on that, you know, these other guys are just going to be phased out. Basically, if we raise our frequency, they're not frequency specific to where the earth is ascending to and where, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to knock down the frequencies and doing all these actions. They're trying to keep their world, you know, their world of control and enslavement and poverty and war and all that stuff. You know, they're trying to keep that together and they're losing it. It's a no-win situation because the earth is ascending and they're not frequency specific to the ascension or the earth's process. So they're toast, basically. There's no way they can get out of this. They're just perfecting their exit strategy. And their karma is going to come home. It's all going to be accelerated and amplified, and everything's going to be revealed as to what they did. So they're in a no-win situation, no matter what they do. And, you know, we are all eternal. I've died a couple times and come back. So I know but these deaths, we can't just ignore them. We can't forget them. We need to know, you know, they gave their lives so we would look into these things. And see how, you know, follow the food chain, you know, follow the money, you know, find out who built these weapons, you know, find out who sold, where they sold them to, where are they housed now? You know, we need to really look into this. And a lot of people say, well, there's no do weapons. It was this and that, but I'm sorry, it doesn't add up. You know, when I look at the big picture and all the evidence, something else happened there. It wasn't natural. It was beyond that. So, and the way it was all orchestrated was almost it was either total incompetence, or if you sit back and say, how could we do a genocide and get the most people possible? How would we orchestrate this? And I hate to say it, but it's one or the other. There's no middle ground here. It's one or the other. Either it's extreme incompetence and negligence, or there's some other agenda going on, and we need to look at that.
Recently, you've mentioned communicating with a Pleiadian warrior named Siavon, who stated, "We are done negotiating." Have you had any further communication? The veil is thin, but many are confused, trying to decode Trump posts and opinions of others.
Yeah, you know, basically what happened is Siavon is a part of a group, and they're Pleiadian warriors. They even have their own planet they train on. And these guys, when he appeared to me, he had a cloak and he looked like Superman. I just go, "What?" You know, I go, "What's the deal? You look like Superman." And he goes, "Well, it's pretty close." And these guys have some pretty incredible abilities. And so I'm not saying they're totally like Superman, but they do have, they're extremely well trained and they know how to take care of business. And they said, "We're here now and we're in force. We've come in force," and they're working with the Orion Council of Light and the Andromedans, Arcturian, all of them are all lined up right now. And they're working with the White Hats and the other people on the ground. And they're coming in and you know, they have a non-interference policy, because if you do everything for everybody, they don't evolve. And so we do have to have struggles and we do have to have hardships and things, because that's how we evolve. But now we've been so messed with by these unseen negative influences and seen negative influences that they're coming in now, and they're saying, "Well, you've already been extremely trespassed on, so we have to come in here and start over, you know, clean the slate and get rid of these elements." So they're coming in right now, and you know, they said something like some of this needs to happen, and I'm not in agreement with that, but I understand it. That some things need to happen to just wake up America and shake up America and shake up the planet and shake up the people all globally and say, "Hey, look, you know, you guys need to rise up and put an end to this. And you can't just keep participating in it." There are so many people that are willingly participating in all of this death and destruction and enslavement and everything. And as long as they got a fat paycheck and a nice house and they've got their big screen TVs and their football team and, you know, whatever, they don't care. And they don't care. And a lot of them are making a lot of money on this as well. And so, you know, they don't want things to change. And until it becomes personal, you know, unless they, you know, they made all their money in the war industry and they bought this beautiful house and it just burned down, or the mobs came and took them out because now they know who they are. Nothing's going to change. Some things have to happen to spark the fire, you know, and I know it's a bad analogy, but some things have to happen to get people off their butts and to start doing research and figure out what's really going on. And that's the only way we are going to get back to universal law. So again, I mean, that's what I've been told. Personally, I'd say, you know, just give me a beam ship with a teleporter and a bank of lasers and we'll just teleport all the low frequency guys that have that frequency of tyranny, and we'll just staple them all together and make a satellite and start over. But they said that's exactly why I don't have a beam ship. So anyway, I know they seem to be a lot more patient than I am right now.
You speak of getting rid of hidden childhood traumas, past life trauma, and emotional issues that hold us back. But how do we do that?
Okay, so there's a lot of counseling techniques that can do that, that can clear that out. Some work very quickly, and some are a long arduous process. And the one we do works very quickly because we work on a different frequency. But we need to heal out all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. And these are held in our mental, emotional bodies. It's also cellular memory. And a lot of it's in our astral body from past lives. So you really, standard psychology doesn't address this. And a lot of the fears and phobias don't come from this life. They come from other life experiences. And that's been pretty much proven. So we have to go beyond that. So we do transpersonal release sessions and help people out. But, you know, the bottom line is everybody has, I call it the big eraser, and it's the source itself, and God, creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it, it sits right here. And your soul actually sits right here. There's a little electrical cavity next to the heart. And that's why they say go from, you know, get your guidance from the heart. You know, don't come from the mind. The mind has all these programs in it. You know, you really got to come from the heart. What they're saying is connect to the soul, and the soul is connected to Creator. And so we're multi-dimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. And when you connect to the soul, we're going up that vibrational continuum as far as we can get, you know, to, if we can, to the Creator itself and get our guidance there. And that's what we need to do. But when you go within and you ask whatever your higher selves, whatever, if you ask like Yeshua or Jesus, or you ask, you know, Mother, House of Mary, the Divine Feminine, Kuan Yin, whatever, whatever you're aligned with, if you ask them for help, Buddha, you know, you ask them for help, just say, hey, I want to release the past. I want to clear this. You can get the big eraser, you know, which, and the Creator is the big eraser. And people don't understand why Jesus said that. He said, neither do I judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee, go and sin no more. What he's saying is God doesn't possess an ego. God never judged you. You judge yourself. It's your own guilt and shame and whatever that you need to let go of. And so you need to go within and clear that out. And then, and once you do that, it's gone. It settles in the soul as wisdom, and you're not going to recreate the experience. So it's what we all need to do right now. We need to go within. So within us, we have access to what I call the big eraser that goes, you know, like never happened, you know, it's just gone. And so if we can forgive ourselves and release the past and start operating under universal law and be of service to humanity, the earth, then we're going to have the Dharma, you know, the good karma, and we'll get a lot of bennies along the way to help us clear ourselves.
All right, this is are your encounters with higher densities physical and visible with your naked eye, or are they on a spiritual consciousness and a telepathic level only? And when do they appear, awake or asleep?
Yeah, that's an all of the above question. Here we actually photograph a lot of the masters appearing here, and we see them appearing. A lot, everybody's different. It depends on, some people are very clairvoyant, and they see like orbs and light spheres and gnomes and fairies and everything going on here. And they see the higher beings coming in. They see the light ships, the higher ships and things like that. And so it's a personal experience for them. Other people are clairsentient. They feel the energies. Like God is a feeling when it comes to you, and you feel it. That's the highest level, believe it or not. You feel that energy, and then you have to put words to the feeling. You know, you have to kind of, and trying to express that feeling and that communication on this level gets all distorted. So we do the best we can. But other people are clairaudient. They hear. They'll hear voices. So when in that hypnagogic state between sleep, or I'm laying there, also I hear James, you know, and they say my name and they'll say something, and then I snap out of it and I go, oh crap, I just broke the connection, you know. But if you can learn to stay in that place. Now, if you're clairvoyant and you start seeing shimmering and shadow beings and stuff like that, if you can look to the side, the cones in your eyes will pick up the other dimensions. But as soon as you look directly at it, you're being objective and you lose it, because it's not in this objective reality. It's in another dimension. So when you're seeing all these other things happen, there's ways of training yourself to observe them at the side vision, you know, the peripheral vision. And so there's, you know, it's all happening. You know, I feel them. I get sensations when the ships come in, like the platings come in, my whole left side starts tingling. I got the ships are here, and I can feel where they're coming from. And I'll turn around, and I go, they're coming from the west. And then people will have their cameras ready, and sure enough, big old light ship comes in. But that happens on a regular basis. We've done that redundantly, and I feel in my body different beings when they come to me. I know which group is here, or which ship is coming over, and their colors also kind of show what kind of ship they are, who they're with. But
smells too.
Yeah, smells too. Lately, you know, Mary will come and fill the room up with roses. Like if Yogananda comes in, his favorite flower was gardenias. So the whole room smells like gardenias. And then I've been getting these smells that I don't even, They're almost like Hawaiian smells, plumeria and things like that. There's actually a Pleiadian by that name, a little spelled a little differently. But as we ascend and as we raise in consciousness and frequency, we're going to start having all these experiences, and everybody's going to experience them differently. Yeah, I think we're out of time. We can't keep going, unfortunately. This is an hour show, so we'll have to cut it off there. But again, I think we really need to, start really doing our own research as to what's going on here. Start questioning, questioning authority, question especially the lamestream media and all the social engineering, and really rise up. If you keep getting censored by one outlet, just shut it down. Don't participate anymore. That's what we're doing. We're going to start just shutting down these other avenues and just work through like True Social or Telegram or things like that. Just don't give them any energy anymore. And again, it's like we really need to focus on the heart and focus on love and joy and bliss. And with that, we'll get the knowledge of what's really going on, and we'll see it from a higher level, and then we can act from a much higher level. So again, signing off, I'm saying keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And it's time to start speaking up and acting out, what needs to be acted out. So if things need to be called out, we need to call it out. It's so important right now. So on that note, anyway, have a great evening and start doing your research and start sending love and start doing clearings. It's on the website. It's free. It's in all my books. If you want to get the clearing and it's all there. So check it out. And if we all get together and start doing this, we can turn this planet around. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.